What is that light?
Asked Billy, startled. As Belinda brought over a plate of candied honeycombs for them to share, she answered Billy's query. Honey drop, when blue moon silk glows that intensely, it's a reflection of all the souls you've touched. They're saying that you have much to be proud of.
I know, Mommy,
Billy nodded.
I do not feel that I need to wear these outfits to get through school days, but I want to wear one in particular tomorrow.
The following morning, Babs and Billy shared a hearty breakfast of buttermilk flapjacks, raspberry compote, and orange juice.
Babs, I'm starting to feel nervous again. Why is that? I was so sure last night of how I was going to feel today.
Babs tilted her head and caressed Billy's cheek.
It's the same thing that all of us go through, Angel. I always get last-minute jitters before I have to put on a recital.
Aunt Beatrix still gets butterflies in her stomach when she has to address the never-hive populace at the Great Hall.
Billy took a sip of her never-milk and asked, What about Baxter? Does he get nervous about things? Or Daddy or Uncle Belmike?
Babs nodded her head and gently caressed her cheek again.
Billy, the true test of your character is how you deal with your nerves, not totally suppressing them from yourself completely. It's impossible.
The clock chimed 18 times, and it was time for Billy to go. Belinda flittered in with a blue moon and silk garment.
Here you are, Billy. I made the changes you asked me to make.
A few minutes later, Billy crossed the threshold into her school, and all eyes were on her once again. But this time...